Okay.
She's still working on something.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let
them know. No problem. They're trying to make you look good, Frederica. You look great.
It would not be hard to make you look good. You look great. I love, as always, your glasses. I wish I could do that. No, do you need a minute or no?
Fred is checking. We might need a minute.
I can't tell. Oh. Representative Moore, do you need a minute, or should we go ahead?
Give us 1 minute here.
1 minute.
Okay.
She does need one. Sorry,
I mean, the key point is that it's a state that is split 50-50, but it's represented in Congress 75-25.
Got you. All right. All right.
Samara's.
That's fine. I'm good. Just like that.
Okay.
I'm afraid my paper's going to be rattling.
You're fine.
Okay.
Mars comes back in and then we can turn.
Don't let me do any of this on my own, Frederica. Not like the good old state legislative days when I could just talk without any prep. Just, you know, my staff let me say whatever I wanted to say. Not so much anymore.
I think you can be well trusted, but
yeah.
I don't work in those circles, so I don't know how that goes.
All right, we are ready to record.
Okay, you're set.
Mathing, 75%.
Okay, stand by then. In Washington, Democrats could block funding for Homeland Security when it expires next Friday, unless there are, in their words, dramatic changes to how immigration operations are conducted. This comes in the aftermath of the deaths of two protesters in the midst of the enforcement surge in Minneapolis. In Wisconsin, all six Republican members of Congress voted this week for the stopgap two-week spending plan. Both Democratic House members in Wisconsin voted against, including U.S. Representative Gwen Moore of Milwaukee. She joins us now from Washington, and thanks very much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Frederica. Always good to be with you.
So why did you vote no on the stopgap spending for Homeland Security?
Well, Frederica, I was being very consistent. I had voted against the bill when it passed the House and went on to the Senate. The Senate then, Senate Dems, managed to create a negotiation where they split the bills, theoretically, five bills to pass as is, and the Homeland Security bill to have a two-week stopgap. When it came back to the House, I truly expected it to have an opportunity to vote on separately on the other five bills and Homeland Security. But I had exactly one vote, and I decided to stick with my initial vote because of the egregious way that these, rogue forces were operating. And of course, as you mentioned, they killed two people. And further, they've jailed children, American citizens, destroyed property, and just terrorized our communities. And I just couldn't, in good conscience, knowing that I had an opportunity to vote, stick a pin in this, to not do so.
So what specifically are you and others seeking around accountability measures for these federal agents in these immigration enforcement actions?
Rajika, it's really common sense stuff. I mean, it's really not targeted enforcement. I mean, what happened to probable cause? You think this person is probably a murderer or a rapist or a robber. You've investigated it, and, you know, you might make a mistake, but this is probably the person that you're looking for. You just don't stand around the airport and arrest anybody who's there, because they look like they're Somali or they're brown, and you certainly don't arrest them because they are a bystander blowing a whistle saying, ICE, get out of here. We want them to have no masks. I mean, this is horrifying. You know, Frederica, would any of us tolerate masked people, not in uniform, but just dark clothes and hoodies, to come up and kidnap us? Require some identification. What's wrong with a badge and a badge number?
What just happened?
I have a system.